from different people that have done things with the books and things with studies of putting together maps of the secretary world and so forth, and looking at the collectibles and the various things that we have. We'll have a lot of different things. I've got a miniature scale model clubhouse that my brother-in-law built for me a couple of years ago that's just unbelievably accurate. That'll be on display. And we'll be talking about everything Secretary Hawkins and what he was like and what we are planning to do in the future and so forth, and put all those things together. And both my brothers, Robert F. Shulkers III, and my brother John, who's here on the other line, will be there as well to answer any questions and talk to people about Secretary Hawkins or anything like that that you'd like to do. We have a catered lunch there that's included in that total activity, and then a dinner that night. And you wanted to say what?
I was just going to say, so you're all three coming for that?
Oh, yeah, the whole family's going to be there. A lot of the other cousins will be there as well. So
it'll be kind of a family reunion for you guys, too.
A little bit of a family reunion, yeah. It's going to be nice.
So
the day before, on Friday, actually, is going to be kind of exciting. We're going to go down to the Clifton, Kentucky area and go into taking a look at the caves that are in that area, which are what stimulated Grandpa in the stories. Is down there on the Kentucky River is a bunch of different caves. We have some club members, Greg and a fellow named Gary O'Dell, who's actually writing a very nice biography about Robert Shulkers, and he's very big into caves and in that area, and he's going to take us all through an actual cave and talk to us about what's happening and where the actual real cave might have been and so forth, and have a really good time going through real caves, because, as you know, caves are a big part of just about every secretary story that ever was.
Right, right. Well, that's great. Now, if people want more information, because I know doing an event like this, it's really important to kind of have an idea of who's all coming. How can people get more information about maybe reserving a spot if it's possible? Is it best
to
go to the website?
You can always call one of the club members that are doing working on that committee. You could call Diane Schneider at her 513-223-7344, or you could go to secretary.com, and it's right there on the front page. You can use the entire form that you can print out by clicking a little button there, and that's John wants me to spell secretary, because Grandpa
sure
didn't know how to spell secretary. So that if you wanted to go on the internet, you go to www.secretary.com. That's secretary.com. And there, since we brought that up, the reason that secretary is the kids were 5 and 6 years old when the first story came out, and they formed a club, but they couldn't spell very well. So they spelled phonetically secretary by S-E-C-K-A-T-A-R-Y.
Right.
The name suck.
Yeah, that's it.
They,
and that's what they used to call Grandpa, secretary.
Oh, that's right. So, so really, if you go to the front page of the website, and I've done that, it's kind of sums everything up there and gets you the contact information and everything. Or, you know, if someone wanted to call here at the station, I could certainly pass that on as well. But
sure, and you can always you write to secretaryhawkins.aol.com. SecretaryHawkins@AOL.com is my email address if they want to email me.
Very good. And you guys are really high-tech. In addition to the website, you're also on Facebook. And
yeah.
I wonder what your grandfather would say if he knew all that.
He wouldn't believe it. He'd love it. You know, I feel him over my shoulder all the time when I'm working on anything Secretary Hawkins. We continue to find things in these old boxes and old stories that he'd written. We've uncovered about 24 manuscripts of stories that usually are not related to Secretary Hawkins that were never published. So we've got a lot of material that we can look for maybe publishing in later years.
Well, it's a good thing he was a bit of a saver.
Oh, man. Tell you what, he's got everything. Of course, my wife wonders sometimes when she married me, she got a whole bunch of little crackly pieces of brown paper that are all over the house and filling up the garage and the basement and the attic and everywhere you look. But she's been a very wonderful partner in this whole thing. Bonnie is a good girl. If you're listening, Bonnie, I mentioned your name, dear. Love you.
That's right. You have to do that. It's good to have a patient person there. So the big event that we're talking about is on Saturday, which is June the 4th.
Right.
And the registration and everything kind of begins around between 9 and 9:30 in the morning and goes throughout most of the day. But it is really important for folks, just so they get a head count, to call as soon as possible, if not right away, and reserve your spot, because I know you have limited space, and I know the great folks at the Beringer Crawford Museum are doing everything they can, but they have limited space too. So it'd be great if you're interested in going to make those plans right away.
Right. Yeah, another thing, Mike, is that a lot of the books will be on display. There will be some books that that Randy has in inventory that will be for sale there. If people need copies of the books and don't have them and wonder how to get them, they won't all be available, of course, but there will be some. And Randy could take orders at that time for future volumes that are coming out, that get themselves on the list so they won't be all gone, so they can get one. And there will be other things there that were from the Secretary Hawkins Club, different things on display. And then, of course, if club members or anyone has any of the memorabilia and items from long ago, maybe they have two or more of something and they need something, maybe they're collecting them, which a lot of people are, they can come and maybe they can find other folks who have things they need they can trade for or whatever. So there will be all of those things going on, too, at the event.
Well, that's the beauty of having an event like this, because his impact and Secretary Hawkins spans really not just the whole country but all around the world. And so here is an opportunity from folks who have never perhaps met each other face to face, and maybe they've, you know, corresponded by email or talked on the phone, to actually get together and chat and to share their experiences so I think it's going to be a wonderful event and a great day. So I'm excited for you.
Well, some of the books too that as we mentioned when we first started talking today, they've gotten to be very, very expensive for the antiques, and things like Stormy the Dog Stealer and all the Chinese coin and Ching Toy are very, very difficult to find these days. And I will be, as time goes on, as we go through each of the books that were in the original 11 titles, I'll be republishing those and putting in anything that might have been missing in the books that were in the newspaper, any illustrations or extra chapters, other paragraphs and things that we found that, you know, were cut down in the book because they didn't want the books to be too big a size. So all those will be, in the next few years, be reprinted. So if somebody wants a copy of a real antique book for not an antique price, this is the time to say, here I am.
Well, very good. Well, this is very exciting. And again, congratulations, and congratulations to your team here in town. And we look forward to seeing you in person. Again, the website is secretary.com, secretary.com. The information is on there. Or if you just want to send me an email, I'll pass it along too, or you can send it directly to Randy at secretary at what it's
Secretary Hawkins at AOL.com.
Right, Secretary Hawkins at AOL.com. And wow, that's great. So once again, thanks a lot for your time today. And
let me thank my club meeting committees up there in Covington and Cincinnati area. I appreciate everything that y'all have done. You've been fantastic.
Sure, and it's exciting that there's going to be an exhibit up at the museum, and I think a lot of folks, that's going to bring back a lot of memories for them too as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very good. Well, Randy and John Shulkers, thank you so much for your time today.
All right, thank you for giving us the opportunity, Mike.
We'll be seeing you in a couple weeks, okay?
Okay. All right. All right. Remember, a winner never quits.
Very good. We'll see you. Thanks.
All right. Bye now.
Bye. We're going to have traffic and weather and a little music right after this.
Support for WMKV comes from Nightingale Home Health Agency, providing older adults and their families with experienced help in light housekeeping, laundry, meal preparation, personal care, companionship, escort to appointments, wound care, and skilled nursing care. You have the ability to interview their caregivers. Employees are drug-free and background checks have been performed. More information from Nightingale Home Health Agency at 278-3270 or at nightingalehomehealthagency.com.
And let's go ahead and give a little check on